Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Diligence. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
So I'm giving you right now four reasons. I didn't say these were the only four. I didn't say these were the four. I just said four. Four reasons why people are not diligent. Have you got the first three?
Yes.
What? First one is priorities are not right. Secondly,
playing
when you're supposed to be working. There's a time to play and there's a time not to play. And we know it in our own spirit if we'll be honest with ourselves. We know it. It's not time to do this. Doesn't mean it's wrong to play. It's just not time now. And then thirdly, puny, another way of saying weak. That, you know, how many people have that? Don't raise your hand now. I'm just talking about in the world. Have that tired feeling all the time. They're just tired. Just tired. Don't feel like doing anything. I've noticed in my life, the stronger I get spiritually, the more energetic I become. I mean, I'll just get up and think, you know, if I'm stronger in my spirit than I've been the last few days, I'll think, man, let's clean all this up and reorganize all this. Let's do this. Let's do that. I mean, you got energy. Where's that coming from? It's your spirit. I said, it's your spirit. And when you get to where, let's don't do it today. I don't feel like it. You're not just weak in your body. You're weak in your spirit. And that's a problem. And you keep going that way, well, you'll just get more and more lazy and more lax and let stuff go and let stuff go. And it's also the path into sin. Because the more you yield to the flesh, the more you want to yield to the flesh. And eventually, you're okay with letting that go and you're okay with letting this go. And, well, we can let that go too. Tolerance is the first step toward conformity. You allow it. Next thing, you just took a step toward becoming that. Oh, you're not doing it, but you allow it. You let it go. Now, the fourth one, and this is the one I wanted to focus on some extra tonight. Many are not diligent because of pride. P-R-I-D-E. Pride. Well, you might have difficulty finding it, but if you can find it quickly, go to Obadiah 3, just one chapter in Obadiah. This is a great truth to understand about pride. If you get this locked in your thinking and understanding, it'll help you on things all through life. It says, this is the first phrase of verse 3 of Obadiah, the pride of your heart has deceived you. Read that out loud. The pride of your heart has deceived you. Pride and deception go hand in hand. Pride and believing lies are tied together. Well, what about humility then? Humility and truth are tied together. Or you could say it like this, humility and reality. Reality. Pride believes lies. Humility knows the truth. It's not a matter of trying to be humble. A lot of folk think being humble is not accepting the accolades that you really deserve. People think, you know, well, and actually there are a number of people that are proud of how humble they are. Now you laugh, but I'm serious. They're quite proud of how humble they are. And you know, you've heard me say it before if you've been around, but let me reiterate it. We ought not use the phrase, I'm proud of you. Now, I know a lot of folk don't like that when you say that and they go, well, that means something to me. I'm proud of my boy. I'm proud of my girl. I'm proud. Like I said, you should not say that. What scripture is that based on? When God the Father spoke from heaven and Jesus has been baptized in the River Jordan and he comes up and the Holy Ghost descends on him in a bodily shape and form as a dove, can you tell that the Father's heart is full concerning his love for Jesus?
Amen.
And how that Jesus has done well. He's lived his life clean and pure, and he's obeyed every day, and now he's able to walk in this full anointing, and he's able to endure this temptation and pass every test, and able to go and do the job that he's sitting down there to do. And what does the Father say? This is my son, and I'm proud of him.
No.
Replace that word with pleased. Pride is a bad thing. There is no such thing as a good pride. Now I know to some folk they think you're cussing them when you say that. But listen, don't take my word for it. Search the scriptures. People say, well, we're poor, but we're proud. Well, God will deliver you from both of those conditions. And it is true. Some of the proudest people on the planet are some of the poorest.
Yeah.
It's not based on what you got. But friends, pride is the nature of the devil. It's the nature of the devil. There is no such thing as a good pride. Now, if that sounds new to you, don't take my word for it, but don't throw it away. Get in the scriptures. Search it out. See, let your mind get renewed so that you think like the Lord. We need some help in this area, Lord. Well, I'm proud of my boy. I don't care what you say. It ain't what I said. Let's examine it. I'm proud of my boy. Do you know what the bulk of that is? Is your pride that he's your boy. I'm proud of my boy. And pride so often is manifested. No. You might talk about me, but you don't talk about my boy that way. You're not my girl. See, it's so much of it is you. You're acting like it's them, but it's you. You can't express any deeper heart or any more God-like sentiment to your child than to say what God the Father said to his son. You cannot improve on that.
Amen.
If you tell your son, you tell your daughter, Daddy, Mama is pleased with you. You have honored us. You have honored the family. And I'm well pleased with you. You can't say it any better.
Amen.
And to banter around the proud stuff, we proud, you proud, we all proud, is to remain ignorant of the Bible. I say it again. There is no such thing as a good pride. Tell me what pride will do to your heart. It will deceive you. What is being deceived? Being deceived is believing lies. Believing that lies are true. That's what it is to be deceived. And pride will do that to you. And pride is, I'm telling you, friend, one of the biggest enemies you got in this life is your own pride. Oh, Lord. I wish I could tell you it was easy to get rid of all of it. But it's a challenge because it's part of you. And particularly if you hadn't been taught about these things. Then you've walked in pride for years and years and years and hadn't called it that and hadn't seen it as something to be despised. And if you'll be open, the Lord will begin to put his finger on it and it won't be comfortable. But you want him to do it. I said you want him to do it. Why? Because only the humble get the grace. The proud get resisted. God hates pride. I'm quoting scripture.
Yes.
Everybody say that out loud. God
hates
pride. Then how should you feel about it?
Hate.
The same way.
Yes.
And it's not for you to judge anybody else about their pride. But if you get really serious with God and you want to grow and you want to go further, then ask Him to help you see your own pride. And be willing to do something with it. To lay it aside. How many would like to have more grace in this life? Tell me who gets it.
The humble.
The humble. Not the proud. God hates pride. I have come to hate it too. I despise it. I despise it when I see it in me. I detest it. And it's been a lifelong quest of mine to get it out of me. And I've asked the Lord, help me to see it. And year after year, you know, I might go a month or two, but He'll show me a new thing I hadn't seen before. And go, that is stinking pride. That's all that is. And you got to be willing to see it. You got to be willing to admit it. And I don't know about you, but in my own life, I've been doing this year after year after year. The Lord put His finger on it, and I go, Lord, I repent. But you know, you're not going to resist it and deal with it until you see it. And then you call it what it is. Pride. But first of all, you got to decide you don't want any. You got to decide it's bad. Pride is bad, and you don't want any of it. Anybody want to grow in this area?
Yes.
Do you care about this?
Yes.
Say it out loud then, Father God.
Father God.
I understand. You hate pride.
I also despise it.
Show me,
in myself
any pride
that displeases you.
Put your finger on it.
Help me to see it.
And by your grace,
I'll resist it.
I'll change.
And stop yielding to it.
Amen. So be it. Now, if you're serious about that, He'll do it. And like I said, it's not comfortable. Some of the toughest situations I've been in my life is when that was happening. And oh man, your pride wanted to stand up and say stuff and quit and mouth off and demand its rights. And it's ugly. It's devilish. And you got to come to despise it. Well, that's a whole thing within itself. But we're talking about diligence. And this is one reason why a lot of people are not diligent like they should be, just simply because of pride.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Diligence, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 7th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God who gives me